Well, good morning and welcome to You Never Know with John Longo, the little Saturday morning get-together I do each week. And you never know who's going to be on. Well, today I have on the radio Mike and Mike. Not that Mike and Mike, but this Mike and Mike. Mike Reese, state representative in Pennsylvania. This is his district. And Michael Bardo, the chairman and supervisor of the supervisors in Unity Township. And you're going to say, well, why those two? Well, you'll see as our discussion gets started. So good morning, Representative Reese.
Morning, John.
And good morning, Supervisor Bardo, Michael.
Good morning.
Okay, we're here. Mike and I are in the studio, and Mike Reese is up in Harrisburg. You have work to do up there this week, do you not?
We do. Sunday's the deadline.
Okay, you think you're going to make it?
I have every expectation that we will.
Good, good. Well, anyhow, as both of you know, recently the Chamber of Commerce in Westmoreland County ran a full-page ad in both the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Greensburg Tribune Review. And it talked about encouraging the transportation system, and the headline was, "It's High Time We Cross That Bridge." And we urge state lawmakers to fund long overdue transportation priorities. And this was all undersigned by a lot of businesses along the way. And Michael Bardo, you read this too and reacted to a news story that we had, the Dow Carnahan had on earlier this week.
Yes, I did. When I first saw the ad in the Trib, I was not surprised. I didn't know anything about it, of course, but I had thought, well, you know, it's about time that our business community is asking for the funding that we need to create more and better economic development in eastern Westmoreland County as well as Westmoreland County. And then after I listened to a news broadcast on WCNS, of course, I was kind of appalled by the reaction of our delegation of Westmoreland County Republican legislators. And there, you know, and as I listen and I got a copy of the transcript, they were not demanding, they were urging our legislators to try to create some funding to create better business and economic development.
And Representative Reese, you and your fellow representatives reacted to that and sent a email out to the area. Would you respond to that and give us your take on the whole thing?
Sure, John. I mean, and you know, look, you know, the chamber was urging us to invest in our infrastructure. You know, that taken out of the context of what's going on in Harrisburg is perfectly fine. Unfortunately, right now in Harrisburg, there's really only one proposal that's on the table, and that's Senate Bill 1. That bill would raise $2.5 billion in additional revenue. That's a tax increase, John. What that equates to is for everybody back in the 59th District in Unity Township, Mount Pleasant, Ligonier, all in the area that you broadcast in, that's about 30 cents per gallon more at the pump that our middle-income, hardworking families are going to pay. So while I can agree with them that we need to make stronger investments in our infrastructure, and there are ways to do that out here in Harrisburg, the call for a $2.5 billion tax increase, I just disagree. I don't think middle-income families can afford it. Whenever, quite honestly, under that proposal, there was no discussion of consolidating the duplicative services that exist in Harrisburg between PennDOT and the Turnpike, is just one example. So I'm a little surprised that Mike said that he was outraged by our response.
Well, the reason, Mike, that I was outraged by the response, because the longer that we let this go and we do nothing, roads are crumbling, bridges are closed, more are going to close. You know, several years ago, the Westmoreland County Supervisors Association, in which I am the president of, asked for a performance audit of PennDOT. That has never happened. So, you know, we've had years to think about how we can consolidate, how we can conserve funding, but here we are at a point where we need to do something now. And all we seem to hear is a lot of rhetoric coming out of Harrisburg. And I'll tell you what, I blame both parties, Democrats and Republicans, because it seems like All we're doing is protecting our own parties and not doing the right things. And this really has me mad.
Well, that's interesting, Mike, because here's the problem. And you mentioned about the need to invest in our infrastructure. And you know, at Unity Township, of course, I've heard you say time and time again, you've been quoted in the papers talking about the need for more liquid fuel dollars into the township budget. And I technically agree with you. You know, I heard that cry. But in Senate Bill 1, just so you know, it actually decreases the amount of dollars that your Unity Township folks would be getting in 2013-14, along with 2014-15. So while it increases the amount of dollars going to Harrisburg, it actually decreases the money that you're going to see for your local roads and bridges. So just supporting a plan because we say, hey, look, we need more money in roads and bridges, so let's just raise taxes. I'm sorry, that's just not something I would support. And just to sort of speak to the idea that this is somehow, you know, a political issue, it's really not. This issue is being pushed by a Republican governor. As you know, I'm a Republican, and I'm disagreeing with him quite strongly. So this isn't about protecting one's party, because right now we're saying no to our governor, who is a Republican.
Well, Mike, the information that I actually gathered and have says that we will be getting additional funding in liquid fuels. And from what I understand from information that I got from our state association is that we will be getting another $200 million in liquid fuel payments over the next 3 years. What that would do to Unity Township, that would give us another $200,000 a year in liquid fuels. So I don't see that as a decrease. And as of right now, Mike, we're only getting 10% of the liquid fuels. And when it was put into place many years ago, we were to be getting 20%. But this is what I see. By removing the artificial cap that has been in place since 1981, when gas was a dollar a gallon, would really help tremendously to local government, but also to the businesses that put the ad in the paper that want to see the Laurel Valley Transportation Improvement Project take place. These are things that have to happen.
You're absolutely right, and I agree with that project. Well, you're absolutely right on the project side, I should say, on the Laurel Valley Connector. It's absolutely critical to the economic development into the future for our area, our region, really. But here's, again, let's put this in sort of real numbers, real facts. That's a $60 million project on the high end, $60 million for the slip ramp and the 981 improvements. What you're calling for is a $2.5 billion tax increase, which would make Pennsylvania the highest taxing state on gasoline, period. It would make us number one in the country. And just, again, for the listeners, to sort of put this in perspective, right now we're 11th. We're the 11th highest spending state when it comes to roads and bridges. We spend almost $70,000 per mile. You know, we invest over $6 billion a year in roads and bridges. So it's not like there's not an investment there. I would agree with Mike that there needs to be more of an investment. And again, I think the first thing, when you look at your own budget at home and you say, I need to put new shingles on the roof, or I need to put more gravel in the driveway, and that's going to be a bigger expense for you, you know, this summer. You sit and you look at your budget and you figure where can you consolidate? Where can you reduce some of your other spending to make that project happen? And I would argue it's not worth a 30-cent gallon tax increase on our middle-income families to give Harrisburg $2.5 billion more for a $60 million project that should, and I know we agree on this, Mike, that should stand on its own. It's critical to Westmoreland County, to the southwest region of Pennsylvania, that project occurs. It shouldn't be tied to some tax vote.
Well, Michael, And let me just say this. You have a hard job, and there are so many issues, and this is just one issue on the table. But this is an issue that is very important to our business community and also to local government, and especially Unity Township. And as I said, Mike, the longer that we just sit still and do nothing, more things are happening, more problems are coming up. And you had said that, and I agree with you, that you want to look at how we can actually create more savings from programs that we maybe do not need. Well, Mike, we've had a couple years to do this. We've been talking about deficient bridges and roads for the last couple years. You know, you would think that, that we would have some things in place where we can get additional money for transportation.
Well, and that's a good point, Mike. And you're right. For a couple years, we have been working on this. As you know, some of that was tied to the idea of liquor privatization. You know, with some of the revenues that would be projected under that, obviously there was a large number from our caucus, I think on really both sides of the aisle, that would like to have seen those revenues go into our roads and bridges. I'm one of those guys that will constantly call for returning our state police to the general fund where they belong. You know, under Governor Rendell, there was sort of a game played, really, during one of the budget processes where he shifted the state police expenditure out of the general fund into the motor vehicle license fund. That's over $500 million a year. You know, I think those are the conversations that we've been having that, again, I guess what disappoints me with the proposal that came out of the Senate is that, you know, those discussions have been going on for 2 years, yet none of those ideas were incorporated in their bill. All they did was pass a massive tax increase. And that's my problem, Mike. And that's why on the House side, you see the discussion of, okay, you know, we're not just going to look at a $2.5 billion gas tax increase. We need to look at some other efforts. And you know, that's something I think that's important for our area, for our local economy, too. Because at the end of the day, those businesses are critically important. But people also have to be able to afford to buy the gas to get to those jobs.
Well, I want everybody to know that you're listening to You Never Know with John Longo. I can't believe I'm so quiet. But and we're talking to Representative Mike Reese and to Unity Township Supervisor Michael Bardo. And we're talking about this ad that the chambers put out, the Westmoreland Chamber, and a lot of members signed under, including you-know-who. And because I just see what's happening locally, we just got very fortunate with this airport, and it's growing and it's growing. The air park right down the road is growing and growing, and you want to keep as much as we can of continuing that growth out there because it helps people with jobs, it helps with the school, you know, with taxes and the township and the city with taxes and everything. So I just thought it was a good idea. Now, I know Representative Reese, he does have a tough job.
Yes,
it is tough because you both do. You both do because what happens is you can never make everybody happy. I don't care what you do. I mean, there's always going to be somebody critical about something. But the thing is here with this, and Mike, those numbers are very, very big that you're talking about with the tax and everything. And I think that if we can kind of like focus in somewhere where we could help this expressway, and I'm sure there are requests all over the Commonwealth. That this might be a baby of yours, Mike Reese, but I'm sure there's somebody in Scranton or Wilkes-Barre or whatever has something in their mind just as important as this one.
John, you're absolutely right. And that's sort of the struggle out here. And we have a good delegation now of Democrats and Republicans coming out of Westmoreland County speaking with one voice. And Mike Obardo, and he's right, Mike's got a tough job. Being a supervisor, you kind of deal with, you know, the dollars that the state is kicking down to in liquid fuel. And it's been reducing constantly. And so he has a tough job, there's no doubt about it, trying to manage those finances. But I just need to put this in perspective. And it's interesting, John, that you mention the airport and how good that is going for us. All of us who drive by there see the additional parking spaces being added and more and more cars parked there. That's a great sign for our economy. It's a great sign for our area. It's great for the airport. But just so you know, and again, I don't have the luxury of looking at just one little aspect of this bill. I have to look at the bigger picture here. This, you know, the airline industry is very fragile, and it's a tough, complex one to understand. And under one of the proposals that's floated out there is actually a gas tax increase on jet fuel by 50%. And, you know, when you start looking at those kind of things, you wonder what kind of impact would it have on a small airport like La Trobe, where we're finally seeing some real growth there under some great leadership out at the airport and of course, in the commissioner's office. But, you know, what impact would that have? I suspect it wouldn't be a positive one. So, I mean, those are just some of the things we have to consider. And you know, John, again, I don't mean to dominate the conversation on this end, but in that $2.5 billion funding package that, again, would raise the gas tax 30 cents on gasoline, another 15 cents on diesel, which, of course, you know, most trucks that deliver foods to our stores and, you know, they all run on diesel. Of course, you know, that cost gets passed on to the middleman or the consumer at the end of the day. You know, in that $2.5 billion funding structure, over $100 million goes to items such as walking trails. You know, another $510 million goes to mass transit, such as the Port Authority in Pittsburgh, which we all know has massive issues. So, I mean, you know, again, I really struggle with the idea of voting for a 30-cent gas tax increase on my district, on the folks that I was sent to Harrisburg to represent, to fund those kind of things. It's just a struggle for me.
Well, Mike, I can appreciate you not wanting to raise taxes. But as I said, we have a dilemma.
You resisted too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But at the end of the day, here we are. Are we going to see something? And you're going to get a letter from me probably tomorrow, asking for a performance audit. I'm gonna write to the whole Westmoreland Collin delegation and also to Senator Ward, asking for, you know, since we're talking about consolidation and we're talking about, you know, seeing where we can save money, I think these are things that need to happen. But then again, that may take 2 years to actually be put in place. What do we do now?
I don't think we have 2 years to wait. Again, I will support the idea of injecting more dollars into the transportation fund now. I'm simply not going to do it with additional revenue from the people we represent, Mike. My job is to really push for true reforms in Harrisburg. You know, we just got, well, it's not over yet, but we see what's going on in the turnpike right now. We know there are issues there. You know, that to me is sort of a no-brainer. Let's take a look at this and let's consolidate our efforts. We don't need duplicative services taking place in Harrisburg between PennDOT and the turnpike. How many dollars are wasted before they actually get to the roads and bridges in Westmoreland County? And Mike, I know that's why you're asking for a performance audit, and that's why I support your ask, because we need to know that. There's too many dollars wasted in the bureaucracy that exists in Harrisburg before they actually get to where they're supposed to go in Unity Township or Mount Pleasant Township or Ligonier.
Well, I happen to agree, Mike. I think the DEP is out of control. I think that everything that we do, we need to have a engineer, an attorney in place. These are things that are costing us money. But from what I understand in the proposal that the governor has presented when it comes to transportation, it would also allow municipalities as well as counties and state to bundle projects, meaning if you have the same span of a bridge, it'll just be engineered one time, where we won't have to pay engineering fees and attorney fees and DEP fees for each and every.
You mean right now, if you're building a bridge and it's, let's just say the bridge goes from La Trobe to Unity Township, both entities have to.
Well, yes,
pay.
In that case, yes, both entities would have to pay.
Wow.
And we actually have done projects with Hempfield Township. But what I'm trying to say, if you just have a standard bridge and they're all the same, you only need to have engineering done one time.
Oh, I see what you mean, the actual design.
And actually, that would help tremendously. And there'd be money there for traffic signals. Right now, municipalities are taking care of them. So our tax dollars from our local government, from our people that are paying property taxes, as well as whatever tax we have, is going for things that maybe could save us money down the road. And these are some of the things that I'm looking at, Mike.
I agree with you. And that was one of the good parts of that idea, where we can eliminate the bureaucracy that you have to deal with whenever you're doing your projects locally. You know I'm on board with that.
I know that. You always have been.
I think is, you know, he's hit on something here, and I don't know if you have the percentage on it, but that drives up the cost of a project in a really big way. some of these additional requirements that the state has on our local governments. And really, it doesn't add any value. It's not something that is, a safety issue. So I agree with Mike on that 100%.
Well, again, you're listening to You Never Know with John Longo and Mike Reese and Michael Bardo here on the Saturday morning WCNS Talk Block. Mike, you're up there. You're working with all these elected officials up there. And I can tell you as a Commonwealth resident, it's very, very discouraging when we turn on the TV, the radio, or look in the paper, and we see where these officials have done some unscrupulous things. I don't know how you clean that up. I don't know how you can live at night stealing people's money, stealing people's future. That's and I don't know. I don't know how you address that. I know this, that if it was a business, they would all be fired. They wouldn't be around anymore. I mean, it's just very discouraging. And I know as part of Pennsylvania Broadcasters Association, you know, I'm on that board. And a few years ago, we gave our annual gold medal to two state officials, elected officials. Both of them today, it's embarrassing, both of them today are in jail. And the Pennsylvania Broadcasters, who thought they were pretty good guys in their day and did a lot of good things, they ended up in jail. Nobody knew about that. Mike, what is the feeling up there? I mean, you have colleagues up there that are not on the straight and narrow.
Well, you know, and I think a lot of that is starting to change. You know, really, and as people tuned into politics back during the pay raise issue, really in 2005, you started to see new elected officials coming out here with a reform agenda. And really, I'd say the majority of members, both Democrat and Republican, are there now. And what you see from that is increased transparency and accountability with elected officials. You know, part of the problem in the old school days of politics in Harrisburg was no one knew what was going on. Nobody could actually see the numbers. No one could figure out how dollars were being spent. Their tax dollars were being spent in Harrisburg. So, you know, even people in the media, such as yourself, wouldn't have access to that. You know, one of the biggest things I'd say, that the most important things we did, was PennWatch, opening it up, state government, to the people that it's supposed to be representing, and allow them to see what's going on. And then from there, that's not where it ends, John. And this is sort of, it goes back to what our founding fathers, I think, believed in, and that is, once you have a group of citizens that are informed, and they can see how their elected officials are acting, it's the job of those citizens to hold them accountable, and quite honestly, to throw them out of office when they're doing something that's improper. And so, you know, I think, you know, that goes hand in hand with the openness and transparency that, you know, we now have in Harrisburg. Again, we still have some work to do, and it's not a perfect system, but opening it up certainly has helped a lot.
Mike, I actually commend you and Tim Krieger, George Dunbar, and Eli Ivankovich for your work that you do. You know, you guys were handed a bag of goods that wasn't too good, and here you are trying to navigate through many, many issues to make them better. And it's hard, and it's not going to happen overnight, and I do realize that. But as long as I'm a township supervisor, I'm going to keep asking for additional funding for liquid fuels, the transportation projects that we need in our area. One that has been talked about for the last 30 years, and that's the Laurel Valley Improvement Project. And these are things that we just need to happen. And we need to find the dollars, Mike.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I will tell you, I think the one thing that I'm encouraged by, and I hope, you know, Supervisor Obardo is also encouraged by, is that I think for the first time, and I've been following this issue for probably, I don't know, 12 years, probably not quite as long as you, Mike, but back when Terry Merolt used to talk about it, you know, the Laurel Valley Expressway, you know, not everybody was on board. You had municipalities that had mixed feelings. You had county commissioners that had mixed feelings. You certainly had a state delegation that had mixed feelings. Now, to me, you know, based on the meetings that we've had, I got to tell you, I think every single elected official in every municipality in the entire state delegation is on board with this being the number one project in Westmoreland County. So I think that alone will help this project move forward. But as you know, it's still state government, and it doesn't move real quick.
Well, Mike, I think you were at the meeting at Kennametal back in December,
yeah.
and the CEO of Kennametal said, listen, I don't want to do anything unless this happens. You know, these businesses that actually signed the ad that was in the newspaper, the advertisement, they're kind of at their wits' end, and they respect you tremendously. They respect government tremendously, but they believe that if they're going to actually go forward and create jobs, we need the funding for this project.
Amen to that, and I believe the funding is there. Again, we spend over $6 billion a year on roads and bridges. It's a $60 million project that's crucial to our long-term viability of our economy in southwestern Pennsylvania. You know, really, it's Senator Ward, myself, Representative Krieger, Dunbar, and Ivankovich, and Petracca, who's been a real help on this, you know, working with the governor and the secretary to convince them, look, this is a project that stands on its own, and here's the community behind it. So, you know, we're asking the governor and his secretary to support it.
Well, guys, I want to tell you something. This half hour flew by. I'm going to have, we'll start, Mike Obardo, 1 minute, wrap it up, your comment. You got a minute, and we'll give Representative Reese a minute too.
First of all, I have to thank Mike for taking the time. He's busier than I am right now, although we're getting ready for some road projects. But it's raining out today, so we can't do them. But Mike and I we have these conversations all the time. Just so you know, John, we just happen to be on the radio today talking about it. But Mike is always gracious. He always, anytime there's a phone call to him, he's called from the floor. He's called from Harrisburg. So, Mike, thank you very much.
No, Mike, thank you. And you know, one of the neat things about my job is that I get to interact with some great local officials, and, of course, Mike is one of them. And look, you know, the call that these businesses have put out there to have this project happen, and, of course, you know, our local supervisors have gotten behind that also. I'm with you. We are all with you. We have to find a way to do this. Without, quite honestly, raising the gas tax 30 cents per gallon on our working families. And I know, Mike, and I've watched your budgets, and you know this, you have worked very hard to run a lean operation in Unity Township and make sure that you're using every dollar wisely. That's all I'm trying to do here in Harrisburg. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm going to leave it, and hopefully over the next few days we get some of these issues resolved. We'll see what happens.
Well, I want to thank Representative Mike Reese and Supervisor Michael Bardo for being our guest today on You Never Know with John Longo. Thanks, folks.
Thank you,
John. Thank you, John.